This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown was arrested Friday on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and a ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city streets today to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security of democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, please join us at voanews.com.